In the house with us this morning, we have the King Kong of Marketing and Communications, Mr. Eddie Owens from United Family of Stores, also known as United Supermarkets.
Yes.
Market Street.
Welcome to the show.
Amigos. United Express. And now, ladies and gentlemen, for the special announcement, you know, we've been kind of diddle-daddling around with this, but there is a takeover in the wind. And so we thought we would go ahead and start the gossip right here.
I don't know that you'd actually call this a takeover.
Well, you know what it is it's kind of like, hey, yeah, it is. Yeah, I would say so.
Well, the partnership's already been partnership. Should we call that a partnership?
Sure, absolutely.
I mean, back in September, right, is when
September
Albertsons.
The 9th.
Yeah.
Right.
Tell us a little bit about the history. What happened with that?
Yeah, the partnership being Albertsons
right.
buying United.
Right. We became a wholly owned subsidiary of Albertsons LLC back in September, and actually that's when the announcement took place. I think the legal work really didn't get consummated completely until December the 27th. So anyway, we're a wholly owned subsidiary, a separate division of Albertsons now, and proud member of the Albertsons family.
Okay. Now, what exactly is taking place, and I call it a takeover, because I look at it, it's kind of like, I told you so.
Well, we announced to our internal audiences last week, starting
that's
with
the way you deal with yeah. everything is a hostile takeover or something. Okay, go ahead.
It sounds better.
There's nothing hostile about it, certainly.
Right.
In fact, it's a very, very good thing for everybody, and everyone's excited about it. But we announced internally last week that we were assuming responsibility, for lack of a better term, for the 8 Albertson stores in West Texas. And when you stop and think about it, especially from the Albertson's perspective, it makes all the sense in the world. These 8 stores are part of their division that is officed out of the Dallas-Fort Worth area. So they are a long way from their distribution center, which is in Fort Worth, I believe. I guess San Angelo's probably the on the edge of being just as close to Fort Worth as they are to Lubbock, but really a little closer to Lubbock. But when you stop and think about it from a distribution perspective, all of these stores are within 125 to 200 miles of us here. So we have the ability, obviously, to get product to those stores faster than they can. And when weather's bad, we can, in fact, we actually did during the winter. We actually provided some product to those stores through our distribution center mm-hmm. because they couldn't get here, you know, when the roads were so bad during
right.
those that ice and snow. So makes all the sense in the world.
Now, these are Tom's words, not Eddie words. Okay. This is my perspective of the deal. You know, as a shopper, okay,
mm-hmm.
basically here's the deal. You had Albertsons across the street from United, 50th and Indiana. Okay? So, struggle went on when they were in competition. Okay? Long story short, in my mind, United outperforms Albertsons, and they run them out of town.
Well, and part of that may be because of the location of their distribution center, with it being so far away.
Well, to tell you the truth, y'all, the reality is Albertsons is a different company now than they were when they were here.
Mm.
They are owned by a private equity firm that literally has is in the process still of revamping the Albertsons image and
sure.
everything that they're all about. So I will be the first to tell you that the 8 stores that we're taking over here in West Texas are very, very good stores.
Oh, no. And
they perform
no.
extremely
yeah.
well.
So are you guys going to go in there and is remodeling part of this or training staff?
Laura, the first thing is just to do the things that have to be done. And first and foremost is that the big hurdle to overcome is all the IT, the point of sale system, you know, cash registers, all of that.
Mm-hmm.
Just that alone is big.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll go from there after we, you know, after the things that have to be done get done. But long term, I'm not sure exactly what all is on the books, and I don't think anybody else does really at this point.
If I'm an employee at Albertsons at one of these stores in West Texas, right. Do I need to be concerned about my job?
Absolutely not. There are no staffing changes taking place, same managers in place, everything. In fact, we hope that we can maybe even expand their employee, what we call team member base, when it's all said and done.
Well, here's the way that I see it. When I was initially talking about the competitive thing, and I get it, Albertsons isn't the same store, but the thing is United has become so dominant in the area because of their service base. Remember, when this thing went down, everybody was concerned that United was going to have to adopt the way that Albertsons did things, and they didn't want United stores to go to the way that Albertsons was. But the thing is not only are they taking over the logistics, which is, you know, the supply chain and how things move because they're closer and it makes sense, but also I would venture to say that the standards of customer service and things are going to be raised to the level that you're going to see that you expect at United when you walk in there. Yes?
We certainly hope so. Yeah, that's absolutely the goal. They're going to be a part of the United family. I mean, we're operating them under the Albertsons Market banner, for lack of a better term, just to distinguish them from the other Albertsons stores. But they will be a part of the United family. Their logo will be right next to United and Market Street and all the others.
Okay, good. All right, 7:16, we'll be back with Eddie Owens. We've got a fantastic promotion going on at United and the United Family Stores. Make sure you stay with us. We're talking with Eddie Owens. He's the Communications Marketing Director for the United Family Stores, which is United Supermarkets, Market Street,
and Amigos.
United Express, and now Albertsons. So let's recap that real quick. You guys are going to be taking over the operations of 8 Albertsons stores. Where are they?
That's correct. 3 in Midland, 3 in Odessa, 1 in Abilene, and 1 in San Angelo. And actually, the Abilene store will be the first one, and that's, you know, logistically makes the most sense because we have 4 stores of our own in Abilene already. We will we'll run 1 weekly ad there, which all of the prices will be good at either Albertsons Market, which is what we'll be calling it, or our 4 United stores.
Okay, so when all this stuff went down with the United Spirit Arena and actually when Albertsons came in and then the United Spirit Arena, it kind of spooked people because they're like going, okay, well, why, what's wrong with the United Spirit Arena and now it's called the United Supermarkets Arena? Logic behind that was when you interviewed people at Texas Tech University, probably half or less didn't know that it was associated with the United Supermarkets, and you guys are spitting out millions of dollars for the arena.
Yeah, that's exactly right, Tom. And in fact, part of the motivation for changing the name was to confirm or reaffirm our commitment to not only Lubbock but West Texas, our entire area, that we're not going anywhere. United Supermarkets is committed to this area, and I think what's transpiring now with the Albertson stores is another affirmation of the fact that we're a Texas company and we're staying right where we are.
And we're not about to change our name to Albertson.
That's exactly right. If we're going to change the name of anything, it's going to be from United Spirit Arena to United Supermarkets
now,
Arena.
This is kind of interesting because, you know, I know you guys are in you know, the North Texas area.
Right.
And I'm not exactly sure where the stores are. I've been in a couple of market streets, you know, when we've been traveling and stuff, because we recognize the brand and it's there, right, and it's the same great service and stuff like that. But, you know, it's interesting that they're coming to you guys and placing their stores under your tutelage because you guys know how to put the customer service out there.
Right. Well, we certainly hope so. We've said all along that they believe that they could learn some things from us, and I think this is indicative of that. But, you know, first and foremost, we're all part of the same family now, and if we can learn from each other, we absolutely will. And I will tell you this from my personal experience so far. they're great, great people. They've been terrific to work with. The folks in the stores down there actually welcomed our leadership team with fresh baked cake when they got there that said, "We're proud to be a part of the United family." You know, it's just been a great, great synergy so far.
That's good. That's good. All right. Now here's for the fun part of this whole deal.
Mm-hmm.
United has a fantabulous promotion that they're kicking off right now. Tell us about that, Eddie.
Well, we've got our what has become an annual fuel promotion going on right now, where we're rewarding our guests for shopping our stores with a fuel discount. And of course, you know, this is the time of year when gas prices start trending up. Because it's not only the supply and demand thing, but it's also the summer grades come into effect, and those cost more to refine. So we're providing our guests with a fuel discount by shopping our stores. It starts with if they spend between $40 and basically $70, they'll get a nickel a gallon off, all the way up to spending $150 or more, you'll get 20 cents a gallon off. So and this is going through June 24th, by the way. So it's something we've tended to do every year, and I think the success of the promotion has been encouraging us to keep doing it. So we're excited about able to.
I always get in trouble. My wife goes like, "Do you have the receipt? Because it's got a code on there."
Yeah, you need to keep your receipt to do it, because it's got the code.
It's like, oh, man, I put it in the – you know, I didn't take it out of my jeans
when I went through the wash.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Man, you want to talk about serious trouble?
Yeah.
Okay, now
– I have a 20-cent off in my purse right now.
Good for you.
Now, this is at all the United stores with the exception of the one at 4th and Slide, right? Does 4th and Slide have gas pumps? I don't think they do.
No. Yeah, I see what you mean. No, we don't have fuel stations at all of our stores. That's the one problem.
Hanging out with us this morning, Lubbock's First News. Got Eddie Owens, United Family of Stores, now going to be beginning operation of 8 Albertson stores in our area. I think it was, 3 in Midland, 3 in Odessa?
1 in Abilene, 1 in San Angelo. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Somebody was freaking out thinking that the Albertsons United thing was going to change the way United worked, but, you know, the way it turns out, Albertsons is saying, hey, wow, these guys know how to do customer service, so... You know, they're going to be taking those 8 stores over and the operation of those 8 stores. So congrats on that. But we were talking about the fuel promotion that was going on. And we said that I had mentioned that, I shamed myself because I'd mentioned that all of the United stores did not have gas pumps. And Laura said, well, that wasn't a good note to end on.
That's the good thing about it. Tom, you'll get a receipt for your fuel discount wherever you shop. Now, if you're at a store like you mentioned, 4th and Slide, you'll have to go down the street to, for example, our 4th in Milwaukee, United Express, to use it. But no matter where you're shopping, you'll get a fuel discount code.
Okay, and we have one more beef.
And, you know, a lot of people may not pay attention to their receipts either. They may not even realize that's on there.
Yeah.
So just you really just need to look at that receipt and use that.
Absolutely.
But if you sit there and you pay attention and don't ignore the checker who is kind and smiling at you and puts a little circle with their pen on there and says, you get to save 5 cents or 10 cents or 20 cents on a gallon of gas.
Yeah. Normally they tell you.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, if you're just paying attention, you'll get it. All right, but we do have another beef with United, so here it is.
Yeah, we've got another promotion starting today. As a matter of fact, over the next 2 weeks, we will be giving away some of our genuine Texas beef, which is United exclusive in our partnership with Cargill. But when you purchase a genuine Texas beef product during the next 2 weeks, you'll find a registration code on that pack. Go to their website, which is gtbfreezer.com. Plug in that number and your own information, and you will go into the drawing. And after 2 weeks, we will announce a winner from every store of a $200 freezer packed with over $300 worth of genuine Texas beef. So that's over $25,000 worth of free goods that we'll be giving away by the end of May.
Nice.
So go
just
buy
in time for cookouts.
Yeah, go buy your genuine Texas beef and find your number on that packet.
Your odds are better than winning the lottery. Eddie Owens, thanks for being with us, United Family Stores. Appreciate
thank
you.
You bet.